Empty your pockets. Any possessions will be returned at the end of your sentence. One wallet, one bunch of keys. That all? Or will you check, Mr. Harper? Right. £20 in cash, driver's license, kidney donor card, library ticket, membership card of professional association, credit cards 3, 4 first-class stamps. What's this?
Here.
What?
Take a photo. And here, up on this tree while it's still alive. Will you? Go on.
I tell you what.
What?
I'll be in it too, shall I?
Can you?
Well, yes, if I use the automatic. Now, hang on. Right. Now, you've got to smile.
What's this, Miss Nora? Smile, Dumbo.
Okay, here we go.
What are you done wrong, miss?
Hang on, I've got to climb up. One, two, one.
What you done right round there, hold me close. Alan, I want to tell you something.
Now, don't look away. Keep looking at the camera.
You know what you said to the night about your caring for me? Well, I care about you too, you know. I love you.
It's a photograph.
Uh-huh. That's her, is it, with you?
Could I keep it, please?
You have the girl's mother's permission to have this photograph?
No.
Request refused. Sign here.
Unreasonable Behaviour by Christopher Reason. With Gillian Bevan, Russell Dixon, Keith Drinkle, and Cyril Jenkins. Unreasonable Behaviour.
I feel safe for you, Mr. McAndrew.
Good.
Safe for you. Safe in this house. I feel proper.
Proper?
Yeah. Like normal. Like nobody can get to me here. Because nobody knows I'm here. It's secret and it's special. Oh, it's a lovely house. Bet you don't rent it, do you?
No, I don't rent it.
Oh, I love this house. I love the paintings on walls. I love the books on bookshelf. I love the music. It's magic.
I suppose I'm used to it.
I'd love a house like this. I'd love a proper house. Bet he's dead proud of it, aren't you? I would be.
Hmm.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yes, I am proud of it. But the most proper house in the world doesn't do much to stop you from feeling...
Say it.
Well, lonely, I was going to say.
Oh.
I can't complain. I've chosen to live on my own. I value my freedom, I suppose you'd call it, the fact that I'm not beholden to anyone. But then, of course, that does have its downside.
What happened to your wife?
I don't have a wife.
His ex-wife, stupid.
I don't have an ex-wife, either.
Oh. I thought you was divorced. Thought everybody were divorced these days. So you never been married, then?
No.
Why not? You'll puff.
No. I'm not.
Didn't like me using that word, did you?
No, I didn't.
It's only a word.
Well, even so.
So, if you're not a homosexual, why you never got wed?
Well, I like to think it's because I prefer it that way. But I think it's probably more that no one would have had me.
Ever asked anyone?
No.
Well, if you don't ask, you don't get, do you?
Suppose not.
So why don't you?
What?
Ask.
Who, for instance?
Me, for instance.
I think you're a bit young. Maybe in a few years.
Then I'll be here to look after you. And you won't be lonely anymore. I'll keep this place dead nice. Wash and cook. Mail waiting for you when you get home. And we could snuggle down and watch telly together with your box of black magic and a bottle of cherry brandy. Why are you smiling? think I'm ridiculous, don't you?
No. It all sounds very nice.
Well, then.
Well, then what?
Why are you asking me?
It's late. Your mother will be wondering where you are.
Oh, she won't be back till good midnight.
Well, even so.
You fed up with me, or what?
I didn't say that.
So why do you want me to go? There's no one at home waiting for me.
It's not that I want you to go.
And it's holidays. It's not like I've got school in the morning.
It's not that simple, Judy. Regardless of what you or I might want, the fact is you can't always do what you want to do in this life.
Why not, eh? Why not?
Because...
if it's not hurting no one, why can't you do what you want to do?
All right. Another 15 minutes.
Hello, Steve.
What are you doing in here?
Sitting.
On the booze already?
Wondering, that's all. Just wondering.
What about the kids' tea?
I've been waiting for you to get home from work.
What for? Where are the kids, anyway?
They're next door.
Why?
Because...
oh. Oh, I get you. No way. Not tonight. Not when I have a council meeting starting in half an hour. You pick your moments, don't you?
We need to talk.
I know all about you and your talks. I can do without that kind of talk right now, thank you very much.
Steve...
there were some papers that I left on the dresser this morning. They've gone. Have you done anything with them?
This can't wait, Steve.
Look, tomorrow, all right?
It's always tomorrow.
Do you not listen? We are debating the social services review tonight, you know? Battered Whites Refuge, Asian Women's Centre. You believe in all that stuff, don't you? The most important speech I will make all year, and I am not going to stand up in that council chamber having just had a row with you.
Steve, I'm serious.
I need those papers.
There's a letter come for you. I've propped it up on the hall table.
I mean, I left them here this morning. There was a green folder and a whole bunch of other stuff. Joanne, will you please come through and help me look? What the... Joanne, there's a brand new answering machine on the sideboard.
Well spotted.
Well, where's that suddenly appeared from?
I've bought it.
What with?
My money.
Your money?
The money my father left me.
Oh, that's yours, is it? I see. Anything I earn is ours, but when you get a windfall, it's not ours, it's yours. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. How much was it?
That's my business.
What do you need an answering machine for anyway? You're at home all day. What's to stop you answering the phone?
I'm not your secretary.
You have shelled out, what, £150? So you don't have to pick up the telephone half a dozen times a day?
I am not your secretary.
You're ridiculous.
There are some messages on it for you.
What, to do with tonight's meeting?
I wouldn't know.
I haven't got time now. I'll sort it out when I get back tonight. And I would greatly appreciate it if just this once you would help me look for these papers. I know they were on the dresser this morning.
Did you hear what I said earlier? I said there was a letter come for you. I've propped it up on the hall table.
Later.
Christ.
Oh, there you are. Look, I'm not going to get angry. Maybe you've moved them and you've forgotten that you did. Only there's a first draft of my speech in that lot, and there was one paragraph I wanted to lift out of it and use tonight.
I think you ought to read this letter now.
I'll sort through all the mail when I get in tonight.
Steve, you must read this letter.
Why? What's it about? It's not even open. I mean, how do you know if it's important or not? I'll do it tonight.
By the time you get in tonight, I'll be in my bed. I want you to read it now.
What's going on?
Just... read the letter. I'll be through in the next room.
Dear Mr. Malone,
We have been approached by your wife, Ms. Joanne Malone,
regarding the unfortunate circumstances that have arisen in your marriage. You will be aware that your wife has become increasingly dissatisfied with the state of your relationship and the problems she encounters when trying to communicate her feelings to you. We understand that you are living separate lives at present and that the marriage has, in all meaningful senses, broken down.
What?
In the circumstances, it would appear that a separation is inevitable. Clearly, it would be in everyone's best interests if the matter could be dealt with by way of a separation agreement to be entered into immediately. But failing that, we have advised our client that she would be in a position to issue proceedings for a divorce based on the grounds of your unreasonable behavior.
Joanne? Joanne? Joanne!
Mr. McAndrew?
What?
Do I have to keep on calling you Mr. McAndrew?
No, of course not.
Can I call you by your first name?
If you like.
Where is it?
You don't know?
No.
Alan.
All right. I knew it were an A. Alan. Hello, Alan. Feels funny calling you that.
Well, you'll get used to it.
Anyway, you look a bit more cheerful now.
What do you mean?
When I got here, you looked in a right state.
Really?
All tense and worried.
Was I?
Why were that?
Oh, I don't know. I probably worked too hard.
Well, work less hard. Then you'd be less tense, won't you?
Listen, Judy, I'm glad you've come round this evening, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to go soon.
Oh.
It's nothing to do with you. It's just that there's a meeting I'm supposed to attend as an observer. If I'm going to go, I should go now.
Do you have to go?
It's expected of me.
Do you want to go?
It's not really a question of what I want.
Well, then don't.
It's not that simple.
What's going to happen if you don't go?
People will start wondering.
And what will they wonder?
They'll start wondering if I'm really committed to the job, I suppose.
And are you committed to the job?
Well, yes. I suppose I am, yes.
Oh, sodom. What's so funny?
You make me laugh. You're very refreshing.
Still gonna go? Go on. Go on mad. Be a devil. Be a bit irresponsible for once.
Why not?
Good for you. Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
You know what you'll need, don't you?
What's that?
Them shoulders of yours. I can see from here. All knotted up and tense. You need a massage. I do a great shoulder massage.
No, Judy, really. Thanks all the same, but no.
I'm quite happy to.
Yes, I know, but not now. Judy.
What?
Do you tell people you come to this house?
No.
Nobody?
No.
Your mum?
You are joking, aren't you?
About your social worker. What was her name again?
Mary. No, I've not told her.
Why not?
Didn't want to. Besides, she's on holiday. Tenerife.
But before she went to Tenerife?
I've said of an hour. Didn't tell her. Besides.
Besides what?
Well, it's like our little secret, innit?
That's how you think of it, is it, Judy? Our little secret?
Yeah. Is that wrong?
No, it's not wrong. But it's going to have to stay our little secret, Judy. You do know why, don't you?
Sure I know why.
Why?
Because I'm 15 and you're, what, 45?
47.
Well, I'm 15, you're 47. Everyone will think you're having it off with me.
Yes.
But you're not, are you?
No.
So? You've not even tried. I thought you would. You haven't. Do you not fancy me? Is that it? Eh?
Judy, don't spoil it.
Spoil it?
We shouldn't be talking like this.
You started it.
No, it's not a case of whether you're attractive or not. It's just completely out of the question. I couldn't even let myself begin to think like that. So let's forget this conversation, eh? Just carry on as we were.
Suits me. Never understood what all fuss were about anyway.
What do you mean?
Sex. Just hurts. Why do something that hurts? I can take it or leave it. I think it's why I like coming here. Because I feel safe. Because I trust you. I don't trust nobody normally.
Nobody?
Nobody.
What about your social worker?
She's in Tenerife.
But when she's not in Tenerife?
She gets paid for it. It's her job. If she didn't get paid for it, she wouldn't come and see me. Not stupid.
Is that what you think of all social workers?
I'm not blaming them. Got a job to do. Try the best. But they don't care about you, do they? Not if they're getting paid for it. They can't. And that's what you need most of all. Someone to care for you. Someone you can care for back. It's not going to go away. Can I watch Jonathan Ross, please?
Yes, Judy. Of course you can watch Jonathan Ross.
Councillor Stephen Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I put forward these proposals, these wide-ranging and radical proposals for social service provision, in the full knowledge that they are going to meet the fiercest opposition our Conservative opponents can muster. But we would do as well, before this debate gets underway, to cast our minds back a little. When I assumed the chair of the Social Services Committee last year, morale was at an all-time low. Many vacancies within the department had remained unfilled for months. And why? Because nobody wanted to work here. And who can blame them? Who, for instance, would have chosen to work in the Crookham Mental Health Day Centre the winter before last, which stayed shut for 3 weeks, forcing clients, many with severe problems, to shuffle around in the cold and make do as best they could? Why was this scandal allowed to happen? I'll tell you why. Because the Tories, with their contempt for the welfare of anyone not strong or rich or powerful enough to look after themselves, had refused to make extra funds available to overhaul the central heating system. Well, I am proud to say that all that is now a thing of the past. And now, with this review, we are finally bringing this borough into the second half of the 20th century. And about time, too, I hear people say.
No, I will not give way. I repeat, a Labour council with no real mandate. All right, a wafer thin majority is seeking to push through controversial proposals using the casting vote of you, Mr. Mayor. Proposals that were never spelled out in the flimsy document which was laughingly put forward in the last election as the Labour Party manifesto. Now, how are these proposals to be paid for? We've heard talk of the selling of capital assets. It is clear the Labour Party don't have the business sense to run a black pudding shop.
And I say again, these proposals will not work. This is the economics of the funny farm.
Right.
If I may intervene at this point, Mr. Mayor.
I'm not giving way.
Phrases like that, deeply offensive phrases like funny farm, which say far more about the Tories' attitude towards mental health in this borough than any of the pious, long-winded verbiage we've already been subjected to this evening.
If I may be allowed to carry on...
Nice one, Steve.
Councillor Malone knows full well I was employing a figure of speech in common parlance, and it reflects in no way my attitude towards the mentally ill.
You wounded him there.
But this leads me to a second and far more serious point in this regard. I'm talking about politically inspired appointments within the administration of this borough. The vacancy left the Director of Social Services nationally advertised, as stipulated by law, a short list of 30 names and who gets the job. A promotion from within the department. A man known to be politically sympathetic to the Labour Party. A yes man. A man who's prepared to push through these proposals, even though they make no sense, politically, economically, whichever way you care to look at it.
Mr. Mayor! That is a quite unfounded slur upon the integrity of a loyal and diligent public servant. The present incumbent of the post got the job because he was quite simply the best man for the job. And it is a slander of the worst order to suggest that I or any of my colleagues would appoint anyone to any post for reasons any other than pure merit. I demand that any such suggestion be withdrawn at
once. I don't see the gentleman in the public gallery tonight. Keeping his head down, is he? I don't blame him.
Withdraw! Withdraw!
MacAndrew tonight?
I don't know.
He should have been here.
He's knackered.
You'd have thought he'd have wanted to see the review passed in council.
Sure.
Councillor Malone!
Oh, hell.
Harry Greenwood, what does Mr. Fixit want with you?
I think I'm about to find out.
Steve, I want to shake you by the hand. That was a first-rate speech you delivered tonight. Made mincemeat at bloody Tories. Well done, lad. We're all proud of you.
Thanks, Harry.
He can't half make a speech, this lad, eh?
I've been telling him.
Now, I was wondering, Steve, I hope you don't mind this roof, but I'd quite appreciate having a little word in Steve's ear in private.
Oh, right. Fine. Of course, I'll leave you two.
No. You stay where you are, love. Steve and I can go outside and have a breath of fresh air, if that's all right with you, Steve.
Well, I was just going,
Harry. It won't take long. Don't worry, Ruth, I'm not hatching plots. Just a little trade union business, that's all.
Don't mind me. You go ahead.
We'll be right back. You don't mind us sitting inside my car, Steve? It's more private, and you never know who's listening.
What's all this about, Harry? I promised my wife I'd get back early tonight.
How is the wife these days, Steve?
She's not the wife. You never heard of the women's movement?
Only I don't see her on at council meetings much nowadays. She always used to come along and support you when you first got elected.
Yeah, well, babysitting problems and that, you know.
Pity, I've always liked Joanne. Do you mind if I smoke?
No, you go right ahead.
Things all right between you two, are they?
Yeah?
I've been hearing one or two things on the grapevine.
Like what?
Oh, it's all right. Calm down. It's only gossip. I never pay much attention to gossip, but I thought it might be as well to check it out with you before I say what I've got to say. Things are all right then, are they?
Yeah, they're fine. Look, quite frankly, I don't see how the state of my marriage has got anything to do with you, Harry.
No, you're quite right. Normally it wouldn't. But you're telling me these rumours are untrue, are they?
I don't even know what they are.
Well, word had it that you and Joanne weren't seeing eye to eye these days.
Who told you that?
Oh, don't expect me to remember, Steve. You know me and my memory. But it's wrong, is it?
Yeah, it's crap. We have our ups and downs, of course we do. And I won't deny that things have been a bit rocky recently, but, well, that's because I've been working my socks off with this social services review. But it'll settle down now, bound to.
So the marriage is fundamentally sound, is it?
Yes, it's very sound. Look, what is this?
Good. That's all I needed to know. Damn fine speech you made back there, Steve. Very impressed. Had my eye on you for some time. You've ambition, flair, you're a good talker, you know how to handle the media, you know when to keep your mouth shut and when to stir it up a bit. Now, these are all qualities I admire, Steve. You've done wonders with social services since you took over that committee.
What's all this about?
What I'm about to say is strictly off the record, Steve. All the suppositions I'm making might turn out to be wrong, in which case you forget we've ever had this conversation.
This isn't trade union business at all, is it?
No, not really.
Well?
I've a proposal I'd like to make to you, Stephen. A very interesting proposal I think would appeal to an ambitious young man like you. A proposal I very much hope you're going to accept.
You? An MP?
Don't jump the gun. It's not official. Could all fall through, but it's just that Harry Greenwood doesn't seem to think so.
I thought we already had an MP.
Did have. This is what Harry was saying last night. Old man Rossiter went in for his annual check-up last week. He's got a dicky heart. He's announcing he's standing down sometime over the next few weeks.
And Harry Greenwood wants you?
Yeah. So does Rossiter, apparently. And since Harry's got all the trade union votes in his pocket, I'd be a right idiot to lose the nomination. And with Rossiter sitting on a 15,000 majority...
What am I supposed to say? Congratulations.
I didn't expect you to be pleased.
So what's all this got to do with me, Steve?
I think we need to talk about it. Don't you?
What's it got to do with me, Steve?
You know very well what it's got to do with you, Joanne.
Quite frankly, I don't see what it's got to do with me at all.
Look... The kids are upstairs. Let's not turn this into a shouting match, eh?
I wasn't shouting.
I just think we should talk, that's all.
Go on.
That letter last night, the one from your solicitor...
What about it?
A bit drastic, wasn't it?
Oh, you think so?
I mean, what did you have to bring solicitors into it for?
Because you weren't prepared to listen to me.
Look... I know these last 2 years I've got too wrapped up in myself and in me work. And I know I might not have given enough attention to you and the kids, and I know I should do something about it. But I will do something about it if you give us a chance.
What are you saying?
I want us to make another go of it all, Joanne. It is 12 years, after all. You can't just throw away 12 years.
This would have all sounded a lot better coming from you last week.
I know what you're thinking, but it's not like that.
No?
I don't want to lose you, Joanne. I don't want to lose the kids. I can't bear the idea. I just can't bear it.
Yes, well, I can see you've got a problem.
What do you mean?
It's going to be a bit hard fighting a general election when you've got a messy divorce plastered all over the front page of the local rag.
You've not heard what I've got to say.
I'm not interested.
Listen. Now, I did a lot of thinking last night in bed. I hardly got a wink of sleep, turning it all over in my mind. And the fact is, and especially now, seeing your reaction.
Yeah, go on.
Well, if staying married to you means saying no to being an MP, then that's the choice I'm prepared to make.
Oh, come on.
I mean it.
And you think that would solve everything, do you?
Look, this hasn't been easy for me. I'm making a move towards you, Joanne. I want us to make a fresh start.
I've had enough fresh starts to last me a lifetime.
You don't think I'm serious?
It's not as simple as that.
You really don't think I'm serious? Watch me.
Well, what are you doing?
Just wait there and listen.
Steve, what are you doing?
Hang on. Ah, good morning. Has Mr. Greenwood arrived at his desk yet? Yeah, well, could you put me through? Thank you.
Steve, stop it.
You're always saying I'd never make any sacrifices for you.
I said well, stop it!
What did you do that for?
Because I don't want you to make sacrifices for me.
Well, you've changed your tune.
Look, Steve, listen. It's too late for any of this. You don't understand it. It makes no difference to me whether you become an MP or you don't.
What?
And I don't want you to throw away something you've always dreamed about on my account.
What are you saying?
I don't want to live with you anymore, Steve. I don't want to live in your shadow. I want to do something with my life.
Such as?
I don't know yet. I won't know until...
You want to get a job? You want to go back to college? Look, I will support you in that.
It's not that simple.
Tell me what I've got to do to keep you, and I will do it.
Steve, I don't love you anymore.
Well, you don't mean that.
I'm sorry.
No, you can't mean that.
Listen.
You've never said that before. Not in any of the rows. You've never said that before.
I didn't want to hurt you.
When?
When what?
When did you stop loving me?
I don't know. I can't put a date on it.
So, last Easter, when we left the kids at my mother's and we went off for that weekend, that was all just a sham, was it?
No, of course it wasn't.
Well, if it was like that then why can't it be like it again?
Steve, that was one weekend in a hotel. It was make-believe. It wasn't real life.
It meant something to me. I love you. I don't care what you say. I just can't forget everything that's gone on and pretend it wasn't important. And I love them kids.
You always call them kids. They've got names, you know.
No, that is not fair. You know that is not fair.
Well, what's not fair?
Because I love them. And you do not have the right to suggest that I don't.
No, all right, and I calm down.
So what you're saying is, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. It doesn't matter what I do. What concessions I make, it's not going to make a blind bit of difference, is that it?
We can be sensible about this.
I'm just expected to lie down and take everything you throw at me, am I?
I want us to behave like two civilized human beings.
I've been trying to be civilized, but I'm not getting anything back. I don't have to play the fall guy, you know. There is an alternative.
Oh, yes. And what's the alternative?
The alternative is that I fight you every inch of the way. And that I claim custody of the kids.
What?
Well, why not? I can hire a solicitor too, you know. I mean, what are you going to say in court, eh? What are you going to say that is so unreasonable about my behaviour? That I'm out every night? That I don't spend enough time with the kids? You say that. You know what I'm going to say? I'll say, what kind of a mother is it that drinks like a fish and gets stoned out of her mind on marijuana most nights of the week, eh? You want to fight dirty? I'll fight dirty. Come on. Let's get the gloves off and go the full 15 rounds, shall we? Hey? Eh? Oh, come on, what are you waiting for?
Steve.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean any of that.
Oh, come here.
No. No, there's really no need to feel embarrassed, Mrs. Malone. This happens all the time.
I feel as though I've put you to a lot of unnecessary trouble.
On the contrary, I'm delighted. It's amazing the salutary effect a solicitor's letter can have. As long as you're sure.
It was the children. They came into the room just as we were crying our eyes out and in each other's arms. And they were so pleased.
Here, have a tissue.
After all the endless rows and everything, I just realised then that I couldn't put them through it. They're very fond of him, you see. God knows why.
So what have you agreed?
That we'll give it another 6 months and take it from there.
And he's going to accept the nomination, is he?
You realise that's very confidential information.
Yes, of course. And you're happy with that, are you?
I know I've done a complete U-turn on this, and I'm still not sure if I'm doing the right thing.
You're putting the needs of the children first, and that's what the law looks for these days.
But the thing is, he has made certain promises.
Such as?
He's going to put the children to bed every night. Now, I know that doesn't sound a lot, but believe me...
No, that's a good start.
And as soon as the nomination goes through, he's going to resign as chair of social services so that he can spend more time with them. I don't know whether it's going to work out or not, but it seems unfair on the children not to give it a go.
Well, I think you've made a mature decision. But one note of warning.
Yes.
When you've been a divorce lawyer as long as I have, Mrs. Malone, one gets used to these sudden reconciliations and promises of fresh starts.
Yes, I'm sure.
I wish you well, and I hope it all turns out for the best, but you would be wise. And I know it sounds a bit underhand, but if things do start to go wrong, you would be wise to carry on accumulating evidence as we discussed. Keep recording the hours he spends away from home in your diary, and use the answer phone to keep track of his phone calls. I don't wish to sound too cynical about this, but you may need that evidence someday.
Yes, I understand.
So, we can assume that for the time being at least, I can close the file on this one.
I hope so.
Good. You'll be receiving a notification of my fees in a few days.
How were Tenerife?
Tenerife was fine.
Pick up any fellas?
None of your business.
Bring me back a bottle of duty free, did you?
Well, pack it in, Judy. I'm not in the mood.
What's eating you?
I've just walked up 10 flights of stairs. I'm knackered.
Left's been broken all week. Soon get used to it.
Yeah, I could have done without it today.
Oh, come on. What's up, Mary?
Oh, I've had a lovely fortnight away, and it's perfectly horrible to be back at work, if you want the truth of it.
Tar very much.
Oh, I don't mean you, I mean generally. I may as well tell you.
Tell me what?
I got a bollocking from my boss this morning.
What? At social services? What for?
My district organiser is accusing me of fiddling my petrol expenses.
And have you been?
No. Well, not on purpose, I haven't. I just put a wrong figure down on the form. I was in a hurry. It was just before I went on holiday. I wasn't thinking. And then I get called in this morning to be bawled out for it. Oh, it's ridiculous. We're only talking about 35 quid, for God's sake. I shouldn't really be telling you all this. It's very unprofessional.
Poor Mary. I know a social worker I could put you in touch with if you want.
Ho, ho. How have you been keeping, anyway, while I've been away? You little rapscallion.
All right.
Distinct lack of cigarette smoke in here. What's going on?
Jacked it in.
Really?
I have.
Well, well. What's come over you?
You're pleased, aren't you?
Oh, yes, of course I'm pleased. Where's your mother?
Oh, don't look at me. Not seen her since this morning.
Where is she?
Do you know? Think she got herself a boyfriend.
What?
Katie is there on. She's not been here.
Are you sure?
Quite sure.
Well, if he shows up, you get on the phone to me straight away. We've had quite enough problems with you and your various stepdaddies in the past. Has your mother been sleeping away?
Once or twice.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's all right, I don't mind. I prefer it when she's away.
Yeah, well, I don't.
What are you doing?
I have to keep a record of these things, Judy.
Oh, don't.
It's my job. Right. You've been keeping out of trouble?
Good as gold.
School started again this morning?
Yep.
And did you go?
Yep.
Good. I must say you're looking very well. And taking more of a pride in your appearance. That's good. What's brought this on, eh?
Nothing.
Well, come on, we're mates, Judy. You can tell me. You got yourself a boyfriend, have you?
None of your business.
One who disapproves of smoking, by any chance?
I said none of your business.
Oh, like that, is it?
Yeah, tis like that.
I see. Nice lad, is he?
I'm not answering any questions.
Oh, come on, Judy. You know I need to know. It's my job to know. We don't want a repetition of what went on last year, do we now?
It's not like that. It's not anything like that.
Even so.
Listen, you're always going on about how we need to trust one another. Why can't you trust me now?
Oh, listen, I do trust
you. I'm 16 in December.
Yeah, I know you're 16 in December, but I don't want you to wind up getting beaten up again. And I don't think you want that either, do you?
I've told you. It's not like that. It's not like that at all.
Are you sleeping with him?
No.
You're quite sure?
I think I'd remember.
Okay, okay. We'll leave it there for now. But for God's sake, Judy, you mustn't let yourself be taken advantage of again. You're a very open, giving sort of person, and you know as well as I do that there are some men who are going to read that the wrong way.
Luke, I can take care of myself.
That's what you said last time, I seem to remember.
I can cope. I don't want you going away and writing any of this down.
What do you mean?
I know you keep records on me.
Judy, that's unavoidable.
Yeah, but someone don't go writing it down every time you get yourself a new boyfriend, do they?
No.
You wouldn't like it, would you?
Maybe not. But I'm right then, am I?
About what?
You have got yourself a new boyfriend. Judy, where are you going?
To get one of the old lettuce fags. You'll drive me nuts, you'll do.
Morrison. Judy Ann. Severe bruising to arms and thigh. Notified by infant teacher. Suspected NAI. Non-accidental injury. Alcoholic father. Mother suspected substance abuse. Non-accidental injury to face and upper body. Father admits to being drunk. Received into care in 1982. Father absconds, mother secures divorce, returned home, but retained in care of local authority. Mother cohabiting with Proctor James Arnold. Police check under section 11, no previous offences. Severe bruising to child's eye and cheek. Slipped in bathroom, fell on taps, ... Home visits to be stepped up. Return to Chatsburn House, 1989.
Sorry. Mr. McAndrew?
Yes. Hello there, Colin.
Don't very often see you down here this time of night. Anything wrong?
No, there's nothing wrong.
I saw the light on. We're just switching off before I went home.
Right, yes, of course. I'll leave you to it.
Are you looking for something? Can I be of any help?
No, not really. Just having a little sniff round.
Oh, I see.
I'm not spying on your division, Colin. Just a little idle curiosity on my part. I wouldn't want you to get worried.
No.
It's just a feeling I've been getting sitting behind that big desk up in Vale Park. Sort of like a general who doesn't know what his troops are up to. Thought I'd look at a few current cases. Get the feeling of what it's like down on the ground.
Oh, I see.
But as I say, I'm not spying. I think your division's doing a splendid job. Everyone is. We're all doing a splendid job. Just curious, really. Well, I'll leave you to switch off, then, shall I? I'll see you, Colin.
I see you, Mr. McAndrew. What's going on?
Night, night, my darlings. Sleep tight. Mind the bugs don't bite. See you in the morning.
Steve?
It's all right. They're off.
Well, dinner's ready.
Oh, ta.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Just want to look at them for a minute or two.
You daft thing.
Joanne.
What?
Well, I don't really know how to say this.
Say what?
Well, thanks, I guess.
Doesn't matter.
I really appreciate what you've done.
Well, come on. Dinner will be getting cold. What are you looking at me like that for?
A kiss is out of the question, I suppose.
Don't push your luck.
Oh, shit. Look, I'll put them off. I swear I'll put them off. Honest.
It's all right. Go and answer the phone. Dinner can wait a minute or two.
Judy.
Hang on.
Do you think we can have the television off a minute?
I'm watching.
You can watch television at home, can't you? I thought you came here to see me.
Well, it's good.
There's something I want to ask you. Now, please.
Go on, then.
Oh, don't sulk. Please don't sulk.
What do you want to say?
Well, if you're going to be like this...
Come on.
I was thinking, if the weather's nice, I was planning on driving up to the Dales this weekend and maybe going for a walk.
A walk?
Yes, you know, in the countryside. Bit of fresh air. My way of cleaning the city out of my hair. Go for a walk, stop at a pub for a bite of lunch, carry on. Well, it's not particularly exciting, but I enjoy it. I was wondering whether you'd like to come with me. To the Dales, I mean.
Where are the Dales?
Well, they start about 30 miles north of here. You mean to say you've never been?
Well, I've heard of them.
But you've never been?
Don't look at me like that. Not my fault. Only been on holiday once, and that were a disaster.
With your mother?
No. With a bloody children's home. Oh, it was dreadful. I've only been at least twice in my life. Who's going to take me to the bloody Dales?
Well, I will, if you want. Would you like to come?
Think about it. Can I have the TV back on now?
No, you can't. I'm not running a hotel for you, you know.
What's going to you?
Well, I want us to talk some more. Like we did when we first got to know each other.
What do you want to talk about, anyway?
I don't know. You mentioned over tea something about your mother's boyfriend.
What about him?
Well, how do you feel about him?
Why do you want to know?
I'm interested in you.
What's there to say? His name's Frank. He's a postman. Got greasy hair, smokes roll-ups, younger than her. I think he's pretty disgusting, but there's no accounting for taste. I suppose she's desperate.
So you don't like him?
None of my business, is it, really? Only met him once, and that were only for about 10 minutes. She goes to stay at his place. Where else do you want to know?
Every night?
Not every night. Most nights.
And how do you feel about that?
Not a lot.
Does it not upset you?
No. Why should it?
Well, her leaving you, I suppose.
Used to it. Men's got a place to myself. No nagging, no rows. Sparrow.
And what about your father?
What about him?
Well, do you ever see him?
No.
Do you know where he is?
No.
Do you not care?
No.
Would you like to get back in touch with him ever?
Luke, don't you understand English? I couldn't give a bugger about the old bastard. I hope he's dead. Now shut up about it, will you?
Judy, I'm sorry. Judy.
Go away.
Look, I was being nosy. I should have realised...
Don't touch me. Get your hands off me.
I was only trying to apologise.
Well, I don't want you to apologise.
I had no idea I was upsetting you.
You said leave off.
Okay.
I don't like talking about it, all right?
I understand that now.
And I don't like people asking stupid questions. Even you. Especially you. I've had enough of that kind of crap to last me a lifetime.
Would you like the television back on?
No, I don't want the bloody television back on.
Where are you going?
Home.
Judy, please.
I come here because it's normal. Like it's a proper home. I don't come here to see another flaming psychiatrist.
Judy, don't.
Out of my way.
Judy, you can't do this.
I can do what I like.
Look, I've said I'm sorry.
I'm going.
No, you're not.
Let me go.
Judy.
All right, there is it. Well, go on then. Hit me. Say if I care. Hit me right in the face. Well, what you went
for. Julie, I'm not going to hit you.
Go on, hit me.
I'm not going to hit you. What do you think I am? You really think I'd hit you? How could I hit you? I care about you.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Listen. I care about you more than I've cared about anyone in my whole life. Now, stop it. Oh, Judy. You poor thing. You poor, poor thing.
You will, all of you, ladies and gentlemen of the press, have been made aware of Tom Rossiter's sad decision to stand down at the next election due to ill health. We wish Tom well in his retirement and give him a big vote of thanks for all his hard work for the constituency and the party over the years. Now, of course, there's been a good deal of speculation in the local press and elsewhere as to who will be carrying on the torch. Well, I'm here today to announce that my union are proposing a name to be put forward at the forthcoming selection conference. He's a local man, born in the constituency, lives in the constituency. His wife has done work for the local Citizens Advice Bureau. His children go to local schools. Elected to the borough council 5 years ago, he was returned last time with a hugely increased majority. And in that 5 years, he's risen to be deputy leader and chair of its social services committee. He's a man who gets things done. He's liked and respected by all who know him. A shining example of everything that is good about the new Labour Party. You all know who I'm talking about. Councillor Stephen Malone. Step forward, Stephen.
So when do you resign?
You what?
From chair of social services.
Give us a break.
You said you'd resign as soon as you were nominated.
Endorsed, not nominated. I can't resign before I'm endorsed.
We had an agreement.
I haven't forgotten.
Just so long as you don't.
I won't.
Why didn't you stay behind?
What?
I'd have thought you'd have wanted to stay behind and talk to your mates.
Well, I didn't feel like it.
Well, didn't people want to talk to you?
But I wanted to be with you.
Oh, come on.
It's true.
Steve.
What's the matter?
Isn't this all some big act?
No.
You mean it?
Well, yes, of course I do. It's working out all right, don't you think?
I suspend judgment.
We've been getting on better, haven't we? Well, haven't we? What else do I have to do?
Well, let's just wait and see, shall we?
Oh, what are you worried about?
Oh, come on, Steve. You know very well. Once you're elected, we'll be straight back to square one.
Nice to be trusted. How do you feel about being an MP's wife, anyway? You're not telling me there isn't a little bit of you that isn't chuffed at the idea?
Steve, you're so wrong.
Eh?
That's one of the things I've hated most. Being Mrs. Councillor Malone... I'd prefer to be known for who I am.
Oh, come on. Hey, what are you doing there?
Well, what does it look like?
Oh, Joanne.
Oh, Joanne what?
I remember some time ago you saying you were going to give that stuff up.
It relaxes me.
Well, I lead a pretty stressful life and I don't need it.
Well, you're Mr. Wonderful, aren't you?
It's just that if it came out...
Well, might I earnestly suggest that once you get into Parliament, you introduce a bill...
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
You used to smoke it. Until you became respectable and started wearing a suit.
Just think what you'd go through if you got busted.
Well, I'm glad you've got my interests at heart.
The press would have me for breakfast.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen, shall we?
Oh, for God's sake.
Look, Steve. I'm a weak, fallible human being, just like you. Just like everyone. I have my vices and I have my virtues. That's what makes us human beings. And anyway, why not campaign to legalise it? Put another 10,000 on your majority in this constituency. I'm serious.
When I get into Parliament, I'm going to have more important things to do than legalising your drug habits.
Such as?
You know very well what I stand for.
And you really think you can change things? Bring in the socialist millennium.
None of that pie in the sky when you die crap. Practical policies for real people, getting things done.
Listen, I remember in the old days, you
I'm
saying
not interested
to me,
in the old
Parliament's
days.
Parliament's just a gentleman's club, and you pay the membership fees with your integrity and your principles.
Well, I've changed my mind since then.
Oh, really?
That won't happen to me.
No.
No.
No, well, we'll see.
Yes, we will, won't we?
You want a toke on this?
Get stuffed.
This is brilliant.
Hang on. Wait for me. My legs aren't as young as yours.
Look at the lambs.
All grown-up sheep. That would drag. I don't do now. Just stand round all day eating grass and getting bored. What happens?
Hey?
What happens to a lamb when it becomes a sheep? I mean, there it is, running round the field all day, having fun with its mates. And then one day it thinks to itself, hang on, I'm a sheep now. Time to start chomping grass and looking bored. Is that what happened?
I don't think it's necessarily quite as sudden as that.
Do you think there's a chance they remember?
Who do?
The sheep. Well, I know they're thick, but do you not think they remember what it were like before? I mean, do you not think there's a chance that these sheep here are looking round at all these little ones running around, and maybe somewhere deep inside themselves, they feel like they're missing out on something. Like something they've lost that they wish they still had. Do you not think there's a chance of that?
Well, I can't speak for the sheep.
Eh?
It doesn't matter.
You think I'm deaf, don't you?
Not at all.
Oh, I talk a lot of nonsense.
No, you don't.
And you just let me. I feel so thick when I'm with you. You know everything, and well, I don't know now.
Judy, listen to me. You are not thick. You're most certainly not thick.
No, I just witter on. Talk all this nonsense and you just take it.
It's not true. I've learned more from you. Listen to me. I've learned more from you than in all the books I've ever read.
Don't talk crap.
It's true.
You're soft. What have you ever learned from me?
How to be a lamb.
You what?
You must know what I mean.
No, I don't. Come to think of it, it's not me that's daft, it's you thinking you're a lamb. You should see a psychiatrist. You know, they have some very strong medications these days. Might do you a bit of good. Hey, look at this tree. Is it amazing?
Oh, say.
Oh, it's fallen right over. I can climb right on top of it. Is it a note on me?
Looks like it's been uprooted by a gale.
Oh, it's a shame, isn't it? It's a beautiful tree. Still alive, look.
Not for long.
There's still shoots growing out of it.
Yes, but
couldn't someone come along and put it back upright again?
Well, I don't suppose they will. You see, it was growing in shallow soil. Didn't have a chance to get its roots down far enough. So it wasn't strong enough to withstand the wind when it came.
Now it's going to die.
I'm afraid so.
I think it's a shame.
So do I, Judy. So do I.
Here.
What?
Take a photo of me up on this tree while it's still alive. Will you? Go on.
I tell you what.
What?
I'll be in it too, shall I?
Can you?
Well, yes, if I use the automatic. Now, hang on. Right. Now, you've got to smile.
What's this if it's not a smile, Dumbo?
Okay, here we go.
Put your hand round me.
Hang on, I've got to climb up. One, two.
Put your hand right round me and hold me close. Alan, I want to tell you something.
Now, don't look away. Keep looking at the camera.
You know what you said to the night about your caring for me? Well, I care about you too, you know. I love you.
What did you say?
You heard.
Listen, Judy.
Oh, you're not going to get angry, are you? I only said I loved you. It's not like I said you're a complete cretin and I hated you.
Judy, I'm not angry with you.
And why have you got that expression on your face?
Because, well, you must know why.
Emergency. Emergency. This lamb is turning back into a shape. Give us a hug.
Judy.
Come on, don't bite. Just give us a hug, eh?
There. Didn't hurt, did it? What next?
Lunch.
Two ploughman's lunches, please.
Two ploughman's.
And what would you like to drink, Judy?
Rum and coke.
Don't push your luck.
Oh, come on. I've had it before.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Oh, go on, let me. I'm having such a great day.
Oh, very well, just this once. A pint of bitter and a rum and coke, please.
Thank you, Mr. Man.
What was that for?
Because I think you're a total tosspot. Why do you think? Oh, this has been the best day I've ever had. Ever.
It's not over yet.
I love you.
Judy, you must stop saying that.
Why? You didn't mind before.
We weren't stood at the bar of a pub before.
There you go. One pint of bitter, one rum and coke. I'll bring the ploughman's to you in a minute.
Thank you. Take it out of that.
Do you love me?
Judy, this is not the right place.
Why do you have to be so proper?
You like me being proper.
Not like this, I don't. Come on. You said the other night you cared about me.
Well, there's a difference.
What's the difference?
Can we have this conversation later on?
Your change, sir.
Thank you.
Come on. What's the difference between caring for someone and loving them?
Please keep your voice down.
All right. What's the difference between a sheep and a lamb?
Hey?
Caring for someone, that's the kind of thing a sheep does. And it's really boring. But a lamb, it loves living. It loves being alive. It loves its mates. It loves the sky. It loves the grass. It loves everything. You can tell just by looking at it. There's no harm in that. It's great. Come on. I know that you do.
What?
I know you love me.
How do you know?
I can just tell.
Well, isn't that enough?
No. I want to hear you say it. I just want to hear you say it.
Right.
All right, what?
Two ploughmans.
Oh, thank you.
All right, what?
All right. In a way, I love you.
What do you mean, in a way? What's that supposed to mean?
Judy, do you not realise how dangerous this is?
Oh, I can't give a monkeys about that. I just want to hear you say it. Properly. It's coming. It's forming on his lips. Yes, I think it's coming.
All right. I love you.
Thank you. There you go. Special treat.
What?
You can have my pickled onion. I bet you've not had many girlfriends, have you? Why not? It's not like you're bad looking or now. Could do with some new clothes, though. That jacket is a pit. I'll let you choose if you like. We could go to the shops together. What's the matter with you, anyway? Cat got your tongue?
Just concentrating on driving, that's all. Gets tricky once we get into town.
You've been Mr. Frosty ever since we got in the car. Meet Moody. Gone off me, have you? Or is it because of what I think it is? Is it because I let you kiss me? Eh? You don't have to worry. I don't mind. I'm not going to tell. I'm glad you did. I liked it. We're a nice kiss. Proper kiss. Not all fingers and thumbs and trying to get your hands into me knickers. Makes a change. Never been kissed like that before. Felt like you meant it.
Oh, Jesus.
What's the matter? What's up?
Nothing. I've just seen someone, that's all.
Who?
It doesn't matter. Let's hope he didn't see us.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm taking you home.
Don't be daft.
It's for the best.
I thought we were going back to your place.
Well, I've changed my mind.
What's up? I don't want to go back home. It's only 7 o'clock. I don't want to. I want to be with you.
Well, you can't.
Why not? Why not?
I'm sorry.
You're sorry? Look, stop the car. Stop the car! Stop the pigging car!
Jesus, Judy! What are you trying to do? Could have killed us.
I'm not going back there. You can't just change your mind like that. You can't just dump me.
It's for the best.
What have I done wrong?
You haven't done anything wrong.
Well, why are you punishing
me
then?
I'm not punishing you.
So you're punishing yourself, are you? So you kissed me, so what? You're not the first if that's what you're worried about.
I didn't think for a moment I was.
So what is it, then?
I can't cope with this situation.
What can't you cope with?
I can't cope with wanting you and not being able to have you.
Who said you couldn't have me? Come on. Don't go Mr. Frosty on me. Don't like Mr. Frosty. Prefer Alan. Is he in there somewhere? Is there a Barlam in there? Come out, wherever you are.
Your mother tells me you stayed out all night Saturday night. She was very worried. Don't go all silent on me. Where were you? Judy, I'm not prepared to play games. You've already told me you've got yourself a boyfriend. Look, Judy, you've got to understand that I'm asking you these questions not because I'm angry with you, but because I care about you.
Bollocks.
I beg your pardon?
You get paid to care about me. There's a difference.
Oh, what's got into you? Whether I get paid for it or not, I do care for you, and I don't want to see you get hurt. I haven't forgotten last year, even if you have.
That were different.
Different? How do you mean, different? Look, you may be living at home, but the local authority is still your legal guardian, whether you like it or not, and I'm their representative. And I've got to go away from here with some satisfactory answers, or else I'm not going to be doing my job properly.
Let me alone.
Judy, the morality of this situation is beyond my concern. If you want to sleep with someone, albeit you're underage, then I'm in no position to stop you. But if you end up bruised and cut around the face...
I've already told you. It's not like that.
Well, what is it like?
It's not like that.
Is this a serious relationship? Oh, for God's sake. Are you sleeping with him? If you don't say anything, then I'm going to take that as a yes. Fine. Are you using any form of birth control? Look, Judy, I'll stay here all day if I have to. I'll cancel appointments. Am I right in thinking that this boy, or this man, is somewhat older than you?
What makes you say that?
Only because of last time. We can assume he's older than 20, can't we? Older than 30, perhaps? Is the reason you're not saying anything, is it because he's married, possibly? Judy, I'm not going to go away.
No, he's not married.
Now we're getting somewhere. Now, you're having a relationship, a serious relationship, with an older man who is not married. Now, I'm sorry, Judy, but that makes me quite worried.
Why can't you just lay me alone?
Because those were exactly the same circumstances that led to you ending up in hospital last year.
I told you, it's not like that.
That may be your perspective. Look, I don't want to stop you forming loving relationships. God knows I don't, but I'm going to have to know something more about this man. Otherwise...
Otherwise what? You put me back in Chatsburn House?
I didn't say that.
You just try. You just bloody try.
Judy...
I'm not going back there. You just try and I'll bloody have you.
What do you mean?
I'll have you. I'll tell him. Then he'll give you the sack and then where will you be?
Who will you tell?
Your boss.
I beg your pardon?
Alan McAndrew. Ring a bell, do it. Yeah. Well, he's a friend of mine. So if you try and put me back in Chatsburn House, I'll tell him. And then he'll give you the sack. And he does what I tell him. And don't think I won't.
Judy, what is all this about? How do you know Alan McAndrew? I asked you a question. Judy?
Don't be ridiculous, Mary.
I swear to God, that was the name she gave me.
You're seriously suggesting that the Director of Social Services is carrying on with a 15-year-old lass?
Colin, it's taken a lot of courage for me to come and tell you this.
She's just read his name in the papers or something. She's trying it on. It's absurd.
It's absurd, but it's not unfeasible. McAndrew was the boss of Chatsburn House up until 6 months ago. Judy has spent half her life in Chatsburn House.
I've got a case notes in front of me. She left Chapsburn House 3 years ago. MacAndrew only took up the job 2 years ago.
Oh, you've missed out. Look. Here. She got beaten up last year. An older man that she called a boyfriend. We took her back in for a week then. But a week's long enough to at least have met MacAndrew.
Look, Mary, you've no proof.
Aren't you worried?
Listen, Mary. It's not so long since I had you in this office on another matter.
What?
Your mileage allowance. Remember? We haven't decided what we're going to do about that yet.
Is that a threat?
Mary, you can't just walk in here waving around unsubstantiated allegations about the boss of the whole department.
Listen, Colin. If this turns out to be true, and we've done nothing about it, it won't be just my job that's on the line. It'll be yours, too. Just you remember that.
Okay. Leave it with me.
I need to know that something's being done.
I said, leave it with me. Well, what are you waiting for?
I'm sorry. Oh, God.
Listen, I told you. Don't worry about it.
I feel I've let you down.
Will you stop whipping yourself? Look, I told you last time. It's not that important to me. I can take it or leave it. I just like being here. I like being close to you. That's all that's really important to me.
I've never been much good.
Oh, look, were you sure?
I need to tell you. I've never been very confident when it comes to women.
I said sure up. Come here. Give us a cuddle. Honestly, I don't mind. I tell you something. With you, it's been the best it's ever been for me.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Judy, don't patronise me.
No, you don't understand. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you. You're gentle and you're kind. You talk to me afterwards. It's more important. It really is. Now, didn't you say something about a surprise?
What?
You said you got a little surprise for me.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Don't be daft.
It's in my jacket pocket. Pass it over.
There you go.
Yeah. Take a look at this.
It's you and me on that dead tray.
I got them back from the chemist today. I've ordered another copy so you can keep that one.
Hey, don't we look great?
I think you look very beautiful.
Beautiful? Me? Don't be daft.
Yes. Really beautiful.
Do I? Do I really?
Yes, really.
Give us a kiss. No. Proper kiss. Come on. Everything has to be proper round here.
Well, now I know we're all going to unite behind him, put aside any differences we might have had, and go on to a victory at the next general election. A warm welcome, please, for the newly endorsed candidate for this constituency, Steve Malone.
Who was booing?
Only the bloody trots. Just sour grapes, that's all.
So what happened to the resignation?
Tomorrow, I will write out my resignation from Social Services Committee tomorrow, I promise. Now, look what I've got.
Oh, Steve.
Little treat.
Come on. Oh, you'll love it.
And I'm not going to drink it on my own.
Champagne socialist.
Very funny. Are you going to join me? Oh, come on. I know you can't resist it.
Go on, then. So, how does it feel to have enemies on the left?
Badge of honour these days, mate.
I can remember a time when you used to sing the Internationale.
Yeah, well, I've grown up a bit since then, haven't I? There you go. Cheers.
They'd say you'd sold out.
Mm. Look, Trotsky was a loser. We all know how he ended up. I'm not interested in losers. I believe in winning.
At any cost?
Look, let's not start all that again, eh? And listen. You coming up on that platform like that, well, it meant the world to me.
I got this big lump in my throat.
Oh, you great daft grummet.
It's a long time since you called me that.
Yeah. Well.
It is working out, though, isn't it? I mean, I have been trying, haven't I?
Well, why did it have to get to that stage?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Put down your glass.
What?
Put down your glass. Come here.
Oh, Joe.
Now, listen to me. I'm going upstairs with this bottle of champagne. If you follow me up in a minute and you knock on my door and ask very politely, you may find that you get invited in.
Right.
One more kiss.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Leave it.
Who's going to be phoning at this time of night?
Just switch the answer phone off.
It could be important.
I can't wait till the morning. Steve,
I'll
please.
Make it really quick.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hello.
Councillor Malone?
Yeah, you're speaking.
Oh, sorry to disturb you so late at night, Councillor. I did try earlier, but all I got was the answering machine, and I wanted to speak to you personally.
Hurry up.
Who is this?
Colin Sanders, Divisional Officer in Social Services.
Yeah, oh, I remember. Yes, we met at your house.
I heard the local news. I understand congratulations are in order.
Thank you. Look, can we make this quick, Colin?
I've received some disturbing reports.
Well, what kind of disturbing reports?
I thought it best to get in touch with you straight away.
Go on.
It's a bit difficult. Feels like telling tales out of school. But I think you're in trouble.
What?
It's my boss, Alan McAndrew.
Well, what about him? Look, hang on. I'm going to take this upstairs. With you in a sec.
What's going on?
Nothing. Doesn't matter. I'll be as quick as I can.
Oh, come on. What's going on?
It doesn't matter.
Right, Steve Malone. Now, if I press record on this thing...
Okay, Colin, I'm here. Fire away. I don't want to spell out details on the phone if I can help, but can you not give me some idea? I think I've stumbled across something which could be a severe embarrassment to you and the whole of social services if word gets out.
Come
on. I think we need to meet. It's that important. I can come to you now if you like. Now?
What?
If we meet in my office tomorrow, it could start tongues wagging. This isn't some petty departmental squabble, is it? It's in your own interests. Okay. Listen, I'm going to come to you. I'll be 5 minutes.
Oh, for God's sake!
Listen, I'm really sorry about this, Joanne, but I've got to go out for an hour.
At this time?
Yeah, well, something's come up.
Well, what kind of thing?
Shouldn't take long. Now, where did I put the car keys?
For God's sake, Steve.
Look, I am sorry. I'll make it up to you. Will it be still on for later on?
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Please understand.
I don't want to understand. Just go.
I'm sorry. You've called me out at this time just to tell me that.
Hang on.
No, you hang on. Now, I don't know what kind of petty jealousies are floating around the department, but as far as I'm concerned, McAndrew's a bloody fine bloke. I appointed him. He drew up that social services review for me. Nobody could have worked harder. He is committed to what he does, and I am not going to barge in there making accusations on the basis of tittle-tattle spread by some 15-year-old lass with a chip on her shoulder.
I haven't told you the rest.
Are you after his job? Is that it?
Look, I'm trying to help you. Now, if you don't want that...
All right. Go on.
3 weeks ago, I'm working late. Just going home, and I see a light on in the intake room. But I switch it off. McAndrew's in there, looking at someone's file. Now, that is unheard of.
So?
He comes out with some garbage about wanting to keep his ear to the ground. I thought it was garbage then. I'm even more convinced now.
Well, why?
I checked this afternoon. That filing cabinet was the one with Judy Morrison's case notes in it.
Still doesn't prove he's been poking her.
All right. This is the clincher. I'm walking down Cross Street early evening Saturday. McAndrew's car pulls up at the lights. There's a young lass sat next to him in the passenger seat.
And that was her, was it?
Well, I don't know, do I? But Saturday night was the night her mother said she didn't come home. what would you say?
Oh, God.
What's the matter?
Can I trust you?
I vote for you, Mr. Malone.
Can I trust you?
Sure, you can.
This isn't the first time something like this has happened.
Eh?
It's on his file. He had a friendship, if that's the right word. Must be 5 years ago now, with a 12-year-old girl. No suggestion of funny business, but she was in care too. He got a verbal warning. I overlooked it at the time of his appointment. Word of this gets out and I'm a dead man.
What are we going to do?
Nothing.
Eh?
Nothing. We can't afford the risk. I'll have a quiet word with McAndrew, and in time it will all blow over.
You're forgetting something.
What's that?
The girl's social worker, Mary Douglas. She's got a tale up about this.
Surely we can shut her up somehow.
You'll have a job. She's dedicated, if you know what I mean.
We can't afford to let her get in the way of this. This comes out, it's not just the nomination I'll lose. There's my council seat. We have a majority of one at the moment. We lose the by-election, that's everything down the toilet. That's this administration, the social services review, everything.
Listen, I'll give you a piece of information and let you dwell on it. Make of it what you will.
Go on.
A few weeks ago, she put in a false claim on her mileage allowance form.
Who did?
Mary Douglas.
What?
I've taken no action so far, but it's still on the books.
That's a sackable offence, is it?
That's a sackable offence. You know she might well go to the press.
Mm. Let me deal with that.
And what about the girl?
Take her out of circulation for a bit. You know what I mean?
I'm not going!
You're in the care of the local
authority. Why are you doing this to me?
There's no point in struggling.
I'm not going back to that place. Leave me alone, you bastards!
It's for your own good.
I'll sort you out. You're for
Come
it!
On.
I see. Where is she now?
Chatsburn House.
What?
Only for a week. Won't come to any harm.
Oh, God.
Now, I'm not even going to ask if these allegations are true, Alan. I pray to God they're not. But there's too much riding on this. So whatever you have or haven't done, it's no concern of mine. Understand? You're in the clear. You're a damned fine civil servant. Why in God's name you get involved in this sort of thing, I will never understand.
I'll be tendering my resignation.
No chance.
But,
no. You resign, people will ask questions. We are riding this out. Now that's my decision, and there are no arguments about it. There is one condition attached to all of this.
What's that?
You never see the girl again. You don't go near her. You don't speak to her. Understand? What's the matter? Look, Alan, what are you getting so upset about? I mean, I'd be feeling grateful if I were you.
Wouldn't understand.
No, I don't suppose I would. And I don't want to understand either. You are off the hook. You're a lucky man. A very lucky man indeed.
She's very important to me, you see.
Hey? Oh, look. I can't cope with this. You don't breathe a word. All right. All right. I'll see you.
You're not heard of knocking?
I want an explanation from you.
You are no longer an employee of this department. Now, kindly leave.
Why has Judy Morrison been taken back to Chatsburn House?
That is no concern of yours.
Look, I don't give a shit about my job, but I do give a shit about her.
I'll call security if I have to.
Don't think I don't know what's going on.
You fiddled your mileage allowance. The facts are undisputed. It's a sackable offence. You don't have a leg to stand on. Now, please leave.
Don't think I'm going to just forget this. You might have ruined my life, but you're not going to ruin hers.
This has nothing to do with Judy Morrison.
I'll go to the press. I swear to God, I'll go to the press.
You've not seen the evening paper.
What?
We've had to make an example of you, Mary. There's been too much of this sort of thing going on. We're having a clamp down. Now, you run to the press as much as you like. But who's going to believe you, eh? I'd leave it there if I were you.
Listen, I'm sorry I'm late.
Where have you been?
Don't give me any hassle now, Joanne, please. Are the kids in bed?
What's been going on?
Have they had their story yet?
No, sod the kids' story. What's been going on?
I've had some sorting out to do.
You promised me you were going to resign from that committee.
I know I did.
Well, have you?
You know very well I haven't.
Well, why not?
Because I've not had the chance.
Oh, Steve!
Look, there's been a bit of a flap-on.
You said you'd resign.
Look, Joanne, I don't need this right now.
We had an agreement.
You're just going to have to give me another couple of weeks, all right? Till all this has blown over.
Till all what has blown over?
Well, I can't talk about it. It's been a bit of a crisis.
What kind of crisis?
Council business, usual stuff.
I don't believe you.
It's to do with a client in social services. It is confidential. I can't talk about it.
Since when?
Since now. I'm going to go and read the kids their story.
They were asleep half an hour ago. Look, Steve, something's going on. Now, I want to know.
I've told you once. It's none of your business.
Well, sod you.
Joanne! Joanne!
All this is very interesting, Mrs. Malone, but I don't see how it's relevant to either you or your case.
I've got tapes here. Phone calls between him and this chap in the social services. Him and the editor of the local paper. The phone hasn't stopped ringing.
Yes, and?
Well, did you not see in the paper about that girl who was given the sack?
So?
Well, this is a cover-up. And you're the only person I could think
of. Mrs. Malone, I am a divorce lawyer. That is all I do, divorces. I don't specialise in anything else.
Well, if this isn't unreasonable behaviour, I don't know what is.
It's nothing to do with your relationship. Now, if you wish to reinstitute divorce proceedings against your husband with matters that are relevant, then I'm happy to deal with that. But all this is politics. It's outside my remit. Has your husband been sticking to his side of his agreement?
Mostly.
Mostly?
He'd said he'd resign as chair of social services, and he hasn't.
Ah, well, now we've got something to go on then, haven't we?
But that's not the point.
No?
No. It's not me that I'm worried about.
No, then what are you worried about?
I don't know. Hello? Is Councillor Malone in, please?
No, I'm afraid he's not.
Do you know where I might get hold of him? It's very important.
Well, he'll be at a meeting.
Is it possible I could wait for him here?
I'm afraid not. He won't be back till probably 10:30.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
He was my last hope.
I'm sorry, but I'm not his secretary.
Oh, God.
Hang on. I know your face.
Yes?
You're the woman who had her photo in yesterday's paper, aren't you? The one that all the fuss has been made about.
Everybody knows, don't they?
Maybe you ought to come in after all.
So, that's why I thought it best to come and see your husband. There's terrible things going on down in that department. Your husband's chair of the committee. It's only right he should know. It's not just me I'm worried about. It's the girl. She's my client. Well, at least she was. And she's stuck away in Chatsburn House while McAndrew's still ruling the roost back at Vale Park. If your husband's given the facts, he'll be able to do something about it. And what are you looking at me like that for? Mrs. Malone?
I'm afraid, Mary, that it's not my husband you want to see at all.
What do you mean?
If I were to take you to see someone, would you be prepared to tell them what you've told me?
If it's going to do any good.
If you just excuse me while I fix up a babysitter.
Who is it we're going to see?
Wait and see. I just need to collect some tapes.
Yes?
Councillor Curtis?
Yes?
We've met once, briefly, at a social function to do with the council.
I know you. You're Steve Malone's wife, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
What does the wife of the Labour deputy leader want with me?
Well, this isn't a party political matter, Mr. Curtis, though no doubt you'll seek to turn it to your advantage.
What are you talking about? What's going on?
Look, may we come in?
And now the local news headlines. Police are investigating allegations of a scandal and cover-up within the social services department of the West Yorkshire Council, it was revealed today. The allegations center on the relationship between a senior civil servant within the department and a 15-year-old girl in the care of the local authority. The scandal broke following the sacking of 26-year-old social worker Mary Douglas. It is now being suggested...
Was it you?
The children are staying at my sister's. I'll be joining them there.
Was it you?
I'll be getting back in touch with you in due course. I'll need to send over for my stuff.
The bloody Tories, Joanne. You went to the bloody Tories.
You'll be hearing from my solicitor in due course.
Why? Why? Everything was going so well. We were back on the rails. And then you go and plant the knife in me back. Why?
Well, if you don't know...
What choice did I have? It was either that or...
Or bye-bye to being an MP.
Don't be daft. It's not just me you've ruined, you know. I think you'd better pay a visit to those women down at the Bat and Wife's Refuge, because I think you owe them an explanation.
I shan't be seeking any maintenance off you. I'm planning to get a job. I don't know what yet, but I'll find something.
And the Asian Women's Centre. What's you going to say to them when the grant gets cut?
I'll be applying for a legal separation. Hopefully, in a couple of years, you'll see it my way. If not, I'll just wait the full 5.
Is that all you care about? Is it? Your poxy divorce?
No, Steve, that's the whole point. That's not all I care about.
It wasn't just for me. I was doing something. I was trying to make this dump of a town into something to be proud of.
But the girl? What about the girl?
She was just one kid, Joanne. When all's said and done, I couldn't let one kid stand in the way of all that.
And what if that one kid happened to be our kid? What then? Well?
Listen. Joanne.
Goodbye, Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, Mr. McAndrew. I'll apply for bail, so you shouldn't have to spend the night in here. How are you feeling?
How would you be feeling?
Well, news is good. I think we stand a very good chance of completely exonerating you. Cigarette?
No, thank you.
We've done a little quick routing around, neighbours and whatnot. The girl's 15, no disputing that. But this is the good news. Turns out the girl has something of a reputation. A right little scrubber, to employ the vernacular. All we have to do is get her up in that witness box, ask her how many men she's been to bed with in the last 2 years. Bob's your uncle. Jury will throw it straight out. You're in the clear, my friend. Of course, you've lost your job and all that. Nothing I can do in that regard. But at least you won't be doing any choking.
I don't want her to go into the witness box.
What are you talking about? She's the only witness they've got. We've got to cross-examine her.
Then I shall plead guilty.
That's not on, I'm afraid.
I shall plead guilty.
I don't think you quite understand. If you plead guilty, a man in your position, they'll throw the book at you, my friend. You could go to jail for a very long time indeed.
I don't want her in the witness box.
But she's your only hope.
You don't understand.
No, I don't understand. You plead guilty, it's suicide.
I care about her a very great deal, you see.
Be that as it may.
No. More than that.
I'm sorry.
I'm not prepared to see her suffer. I shall plead guilty. That's all I have to say on the matter.
They've arrested McAndrew.
I know.
Rum do, Steve, rum do. Who spilled the beans? Curtis isn't saying. Any ideas?
No.
Where's the wife? She's,
gone away for a bit.
Oh, Stephen, Stephen.
What's it matter to you now,
you
anyway?
You daft brush. What do you want to get mixed up in all this for? You should have come to me. I'd have sorted it out for you.
Say what you've got to say, Harry, and get it over with.
Well, you'll know why I'm here, Steve.
Yes, of course I know why you're here.
If I could have it in writing, please. More official that way.
And I'm to resign my seat on the council too, I suppose.
Afraid so. I should warn you, there's talk of kicking you out of the party.
Yeah, well, I half expected that.
Conduct unbecoming and all that. It's the only way we're going to salvage anything out of this. This way we stand a chance of hanging on to your seat. means your social services review doesn't go the way of all flesh. So there'll be something to remember you by, at least.
I'm sorry I let you down, Harry.
Look on the bright side.
What's the bright side?
Well, think about it. Tories have made a big mistake.
Mistake?
If I'd been Curtis, do you know what I'd have done?
What?
If I were Curtis, I'd have kept me mouth shut for the time being. I'd have let you think you'd got away with it.
Why?
When you've got a great piece of ammo like this, you don't waste it, son. You save it. Wait till a general election. A week before polling day, then open up with both barrels. The Labour Party would have been blown out of the water in this constituency. We've had a lucky escape. Anyway, if you could have all those letters to the appropriate people by Monday, I'd be much obliged. I'm sorry it has to end this way, Steve. You'd have made a good candidate. But as they say, that's politics, old son. I'll see you.
Harry.
Yes, Steve?
May as well tell you. It was the wife.
Yeah, well, I'd more or less worked that out for myself, Steve.
Called herself a socialist. She wasn't a socialist at all.
Yes. But then who is these days, Steve? Who is?
See ya.
8437?
Yes?
Visiting hall.
What?
You have a visitor.
What?
Don't just sit there. 15 minutes.
Judy.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
Not too bad. You?
Not too bad.
Good.
You get my letter?
Yes, thanks. You get mine?
Yeah.
How was the journey? Last time you had all that trouble with the trains. Was it better this time? Judy?
I got a lift.
Don't
you know from?
I'm not sure.
Oh, Alan.
No, go on.
This is really difficult.
Well, it's all right.
You remember me saying to you, yonks and yonks back, I didn't want you ever to lie to me. You remember that?
Yes, I remember.
Well, that's going to work both ways, ain't it? Well, ain't it?
Look, I think I know what you're going to say.
I had to come and tell you to your face, Alan. I couldn't put it in a letter.
Well, I'm glad you did. What's his name?
Martin. He's only 19.
Only? Nice lad, is he?
He seems to think so.
When did this...
About 3 weeks ago. I met him at college.
How is college?
Don't change the subject.
Sorry.
Well, aren't you going to say nothing?
You've told him about...
Of course I have.
And he doesn't mind?
He drove me here today, didn't he? He's waiting in car outside. He understands. He really does. He's like that.
Good. And you're happy?
I think so.
Well, I'm glad.
Oh, look, don't get upset. Please don't get upset.
I'm not upset. Well, yes, of course I'm upset, but that's just me being stupid.
You're not stupid.
Listen, Judy...
What?
I wanted this to happen.
Eh?
I am glad for you. I hope you'll be really happy together, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm not marrying him.
Well, you know what I mean.
I'll still come and see you.
Doesn't matter.
No, I will. I want to. I do.
It's all right. I'll understand. I won't blame you. Look, now, don't you get upset. Dry those eyes. Come on.
I got you something.
What?
Hang on. There you go.
What is it?
Say for yourself.
It's our photograph. Our tree.
You told me about them taking yours away from you. So I had another copy made. What do you think?
I think we look dead proper, Judy. Dead proper.
Unreasonable Behaviour was written by Christopher Reason. Alan McAndrew was Russell Dixon. Judy Morrison, Cyril Jenkins. Steve Malone, Keith Drinkle. Joanne Malone, Gillian Bevan. Mary Douglas, Melanie Hudson. Joanne's solicitor, Teresa Stretfield. Ruth, Joanna Wake. Colin Sanders, Peter Gunn. Harry Greenwood, Eric Allen. Councillor Curtis, John Church. Councillor Hunt, Jonathan Adams. Alan's solicitor, David Lerner. And the prison officers were Gordon Reed and Peter Penry-Jones. Unreasonable Behaviour was directed by Marilyn Imrie.